Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, inshallah, we will start the Arabic class. And actually, today again, I will, inshallah, for the first 10 minutes, I will revise this is for the third time about the vocabulary. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In page 24 and 25. Okay. Because actually, last week, it was for 1.5 hours, I repeated, you know, these letters. Seen, sheen, saw, dot, tah, zah. I repeated for 1.5 hours last week. Okay, and actually we repeated also about the vocabulary. But today, again, for those whom they were absent last week, inshallah, I will revise about the vocabulary again, because inshallah, today we will start to learn new letters. Okay, so inshallah, sisters, now I want you to revise with me, okay, the vocabulary in page number 24. Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first word is sa, ja, da. Again, sister, when I see this Arabic word, I tell to myself, number one, let me analyze it. This is the first letter, which is sa, and this is the ja, and this is the da. Okay? So it is sa, ja, da. Okay? And there is actually a fatha above every letter. So it is sa, ja, da. Okay? So again, I want you to repeat with me, sa.
Sa.
The most important, I want you to pronounce. Sa.
Sa.
Ja.
Ja.
Da.
Da.
Again, sa.
Sa.
Sister, repeat it for 3 times so that you know you will be pronouncing Arabic. Sa.
Sa.
Ja.
Ja.
Da.
Da.
Again, sa. Ja. Keep on repeating, sister, until I move to the second word.
Ja.
Okay, again.
Sa, ja, da.
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 Okay, the next word, sister, is the same. Number one, I will analyze the word. So I will tell to myself, this is the sa, okay? This is the, first you write the letters. Then you write the vowels, the short vowel. First the letter, it is sa, plus ha, plus a, plus b. Okay, there is a very important rule which will make it easy for you to read the Arabic. When you see any of the letters of the long vowels, what are the letters of the long vowels? They are the A, Wa, Ya. These are the letters of the long vowels. Whenever I look to the Arabic word which I want to read, I have first to check there is a long vowel or not. For example, in the word sahab, there is a long vowel. How I will know there is a long vowel? Because the letter A, if it is preceded by a fatha, it is a long vowel. Okay? So number one, when I look to any Arabic word, I must evaluate there is a long vowel or not. How to know there is a long vowel or not? I have to look to check there is a or wa or ya. When I find a, I have to check there is fatha before it or not. When I found wa, I have to check there is dhamma before it or not. When I find ya, I have to be sure there is kasra before it or not. If I find fatha before a, for example, the word, this word, I have the a and I have a fatha in the letter preceding the A. So I have to tell to myself, Mona, this is long vowel. This is very important. When you write the A here, you write below it long vowel. Okay? Because this will help you to pronounce it correctly from the start. So now I want to read this word. First I put the letters, then I start to put, you know, the vowels. Sa with a fatha, ha with a fatha. Now for the long vowel, okay? This will help you to read the Arabic very good, sister, this rule. Why? Because most of us, even the Arabic speaking, when we come to this long vowel, we don't pronounce it completely. People will read sahab. Sahab. This is wrong. You must say sahab. This a. Most of those whom they learn Arabic, they forget it by time. How I can never forget? I can never forget when I write wrong vowel, I will remove it and put two A here before the Ha. This is the only way you will never forget the wrong vowel. This is the only way to read the Quran correctly. So I will remove the wrong vowel and I will replace it with what is equivalent to it. Okay, for example, the A is equivalent to 2A. I will add it to the letter before it. Okay, so now when I want to read this word, it will be Sahab. Alhamdulillah. Okay, this is sukun. So first I want you to put rules. When you put the rules, reading the Arabic will be easy. What is the rule? The rule is number one, I will analyze the word. Number two, I will look for the long vowel. Number three, I will replace the long vowel with whatever equivalent to it, and I will add it to the letter before it. If you follow these rules, inshallah, it will be very easy. Next word is kha. Sira. How to know it? I will first write the letter. Kha, sa, ra. Very good. This is rule number one. Analyze the letter. Now, rule number two, no long vowels. Alhamdulillah. So every letter will be by itself. Alhamdulillah. I will come. Kha. Then number three, okay, add the short vowels. Okay, this is the rules of reading Arabic. You must have it clear and you write it. Before reading anything, write it in a paper and keep it beside you. When I want to read, I will follow these three rules. Analyze long vowels, add short vowels. Okay, please try to write it so that inshallah, actually I would also write it because I didn't write it before. Analyze. Long vowels, check long vowels, and then add the short vowels. Okay, so now I will start to read it very simply. This is, now I will add the short vowels, so it is kha plus, this is the kha plus s, sa with a, kha, kha, this s is with the kasra, so it will be E, kha, si, ra, r, a, okay, kha, si, ra, okay, who can read for me the next word? No problem, this is the third class, I am repeating the same, you can, okay, go ahead. Number four. Number four. I want you to follow the
Khasir.
Khasir. Very good. Khasir. You see, this is the rule of the long vowel. Let us now analyze the word which Sister Muhiba read it, so that sisters, you follow the same rule. Now, number one, I want you to observe, to look for word number three and word number four. Okay, I will write both of them for you, so that you try to feel the importance of evaluating the long vowel. Okay, now the word number three is kha, si, ra. That is to say it is three letters. Kha plus sin plus ra. Okay, kha, si, ra. Okay, which is kha, si, ra. Okay, clear? Kha, si, ra. Okay, this is word number three. In word number four, what I did, I put here alif. So now I will follow the same rule. I will analyze kha plus alif plus sin plus ra. Number one, I analyze. Number two, I tell to myself, if there is any long vowel, yes. This A is a long vowel. How do you know? Because it is preceded by a fatha. Okay, so now I must replace this A with two A and I will add it to the Kha. So Kha, this is the Kha. It has a fatha. Then it has another two A. This two A. I get it from here. I want you to write like this, sisters. Otherwise, you will never read the alif in Arabic. Especially the alif. Even my daughter Yusr, You know, I didn't teach her like this. She was taught in the Islamic school. She never pronounced the alif in Arabic. You see? So I want you to be aware from this. This is the tha, s plus fatha, r plus fatha. Now I want to read the word. It will be khasir. You see, khasir. What is the difference? Is this long vowel? This is kha, si, ra. This is kha. Why you extend it like this, Sister Mona? Because I took the long vowel and I added to the kha. Don't pronounce kha, a, sir. As if the alif is a letter. The alif is not a letter. The alif is a long vowel I added to the kha. So when I pronounce the kha, I pronounce it with its long vowel. Okay, so when you read a word in the Arabic which is having a long vowel, you concentrate on the letter which is connected to the long vowel. You extend the letter, not to pronounce the alif or the waw or the ya. So now, inshallah, another one will come soon. So now I want you to follow with me. Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
سهاب
خاسيرة
خاسيرة
خاسر
خاسر.
Who can read the next word other than Sister مهيبة؟
شراب.
No. Okay. Can you say it again, Daniel?
شجر.
You see, let us all sisters say it together. You know, شجر. Again.
شجر.
Again.
شجر.
Okay. The next word is very close to the previous one. What is the next word? If you know it, please raise your hand. Okay.
Oh, that's my
Bashar.
Excellent. Bashar. Okay. Very good. Who can read the next one? Okay. You still.
Shar.
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 Shar. Very good. Okay, she pronounced the letter sheen and she pronounced the letter reh, so it is shar. Now we move to the next word. I want you to tell me who can read the next word and why other than the ones whom they read already. You. Very good. Read.
Sabaha.
Very good. What did you extend? What is the letter you extended?
The ba.
Excellent. You see, this is very good. Now, you know, she extended the letter ba. Why she said sa? Ba ha. Why she said ba? Because now the alif for her is a long vowel. So the letter ba, okay, it will be ba. Then I will add two a to replace the letter alif, so it will be sabah. So the extended letter is not the a, the extended letter is the ba. This is the most important point related to the long vowels. The next word also is having a long vowel. Who will read it? Okay, you will read it.
Sabir.
You see, mashallah, now you see how you read different now. Before you said sa'abir. Sa'a. You evaluate letter alif as a letter. No. Letter alif is not there. Letter alif will be replaced by two a. I will add it to the letter before it. So it will be sabir. So who is the, what is the extended letter? It is the sa, not the a. Because A for me is a long vowel, not a letter. Okay. Let us read the next page. Who will read the first one? Yes.
Ard.
Very good. MashaAllah. Ard. Okay. All of you know how to read it? Okay. Next word, you have the heavy letter and the light letter at the same word. Okay? Because of Dad. Okay. Can you say it? Okay. Do you know how to say it?
Dad.
Dud. 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 Dud.
Okay, all
of us together. Dud. 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 Because we have the heavy there and the light there.
Dud.
Five times. I want you to pronounce the heavy and the light. Dud. Dud. Again.
Dud.
Again.
Dud.
Again.
Dud.
For those whom they don't attend last week, we learned last week that when you will pronounce a heavy letter, you must make your mouth a single and a circle, and you must press with your tongue. So it will be dud.
The heavy one you make like this. The light one is transverse. So you must feel that the movement of your tongue is different when you pronounce the heavy da from the light da. Okay, because here you have, you know, the da in the word is dud. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is dud. Okay? Dud. This is the da, which is the heavy del, heavy G, and this is the da, which is light G. Okay? So when I pronounce any Arabic letter which has a dot, which is heavy, I must make my mouth like an extended circle, and then I must press with my tongue. So it will be da, 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 da. So you feel it with your tongue that the first one is heavy, then the light one, I pronounce it with transverse mouth. Do, de. Do, de. Yes, okay, you try to feel it. Yes. Third word in vocabulary number 3. There is long vowel or not? Just raise your hand. Say yes or no. And read.
Tar.
You see? This is what? Read it again.
Tar.
Again.
Ta.
Ta. You see, this is the problem of all those whom we learn Arabic. You see, up till now, whenever my daughter, for now 5 years, I am revising the Arabic, she will say tar. I tell her, no, you know why? Because you feel that the alif is a letter. No, the alif is not a letter. Always remove the alif and add 2 A to the previous letter. So whenever you look to any letter, before the long vowel, extend the letter before the long vowel. So immediately you say ta, ta, the ta. Extend the ta. So can you say it again?
Tar.
Okay, all of us together.
Tar.
Feel the alif more and more.
Tar.
Again.
Tar.
No, there is a problem in the pronounce of the ta. Ta is a heavy letter. Okay, so when I want to pronounce a heavy letter, okay, I must make my mouth like a circle, and so it will be tar. Okay, can you pronounce it now?
Tar.
No. Tar.
Tar.
Again.
Tar.
Again.
Tar.
You see, this is the Arabic.
Tar.
Okay, all of us together. Tar. Press your tongue and down and make your mouth an extended circle. This is how you can pronounce a heavy letter. Tar.
Tar.
Again?
Tar.
No, not like this. Tar.
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 Tar. So that you feel the difference between, you know, this is tar, the feel the difference when I tell you dar. Dar. So when I tell you, this is very important, you know, for you to feel it, sisters, about how to pronounce the heavy letter and the light letter. Now, if I have a word, tar, and I have a word, dar. Okay? These are two words. They have the same letters, except that in the first one, I have the letter ta, which is the heavy T, and I have here the letter del, which is the light G. T. Okay? So when I read this one, it will be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, not G. G, I will say with my transverse tongue, my transverse mouth, dar. Dar. Light. Dar. Okay? But when I pronounce the one with the heavy G, I will say tar. Tar. This is how you pronounce the Arabic, so that you know you will not confuse dar with tar. The whole meaning of the Quran will be different. You will confuse the meaning of the Quran. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So this is tar. The next word is what? Ha z.
Z.
Ha z. Ha z. The next one is ha ta r. All of us together, kha, ta, r. The ta, I want you to feel the difference. Kha, kha, ta, ta, r. Kha, ta, r. Kha, ta, r. The next word, who will read the next word? I had a school. See, so kha, ya, ta. Yat. This is how you are sure that you are pronouncing correct Arabic when you recite every letter correctly with its vowel. Kha, ya, ta. Khait. So I want you to repeat after me, sister. Kha, ya, ta, khait. And look to my mouth when I pronounce the ta. Kha, ya, ta, khait. Kha, ya, ta, khait. Okay, who will read the next word?
Saraba?
No, again.
Sabra?
One by one. Sa?
Sa?
Hmm?
Sabara?
You see?
Saraba.
Sabara.
Sabara.
Okay. For you, because you are beginners, don't read the whole word once. Read one letter. Sa? Ba? Ra? Sabara. Again, let us repeat it together.
Sa?
Look how I say sa.
Sa,
because this is the heavy S. Sa,
sa,
ba, ba. You see, ba is light. Sa is heavy. Ba is light. Sa, ba, ra. Again,
ba, ra.
Keep on.
Sa, ba, ra.
Again,
sa, ba, ra.
Who will read the next one? With the long vowel rules correctly, it will be your turn. Go ahead, Tanja.
Okay. Sabira.
Excellent, you see? This is the most important in relation to the long vowel. You extend the letter before the long vowel, now you read the word correctly. All of us together, sister, the sa. But again, your mouth extended pressure. Sabir. Again?
Sabir.
Again?
Sabir.
Okay, next one. Who will read the next one? Okay, you want to read it? Okay, go ahead.
Hat.
Hat. Again,
hat.
Very good. Again,
hat.
Okay, let us now quickly revise vocabulary 1 and vocabulary 2 so that inshallah we can have new letters. Vocabulary 1, inshallah. I will read and you read after me, sister, quickly. Sajada.
Sajada.
Sahab.
سحاب
خاسرة
خاسرة
خاسر
خاسر
شجر
شجر
بشر
بشر
شر
شر
صباح
صباح
صابر
صابر
أرض
أرض
ضد
ضد
طار
طار
خط حظ
حظ
خطر
خطر
خيط خيط صابرة
صابرة
صابر
صابر
خط الحمد لله. The homework is that inshallah for your group and the group of last week, you will have a quiz for these two vocabulary pages inshallah next week. For those whom they attend today and for those whom they didn't attend, okay, or they attend last week. I hope that you will not disappear next week. No problem. Then, okay, now inshallah I want you to get page 26. G26. Okay, we will have now two letters. One of them is mostly used in the Arabic, which is the letter Ayn. Okay, Aya. Aya is one of the letters mostly used in the Arabic language. We need to know it in details, inshallah, so that inshallah we can recite it correctly in the Quran. The two letters which you will have it today is the Aya and the Ghaya. Today we will learn basically a new family. Okay, in this new family, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now I have this word, Aya, Bada. Okay, I have a word, Arabic word. What is the rule? Number one, I will analyze it into the letters. It will be A with a fatha. So, first the letters, not vowels. First letter, A, B, D. This is the way you try it until you can read the Arabic. Number two, I look for long vowels, no long vowels. Alhamdulillah. Number three, I want to add the short vowels. So, I will add fatha to the Ain, fatha to the Ba, fatha to the D. Okay. Now,
If you can read it Arabic, well and good. If you are not, let us turn it to the English. It will be more easy for you. So it will be a ba de. But this one is not a. It is a. So it will be a ba de. Okay, again. Repeat it, sister, 5 times. It is not a. It is a. A ba de. A ba. Again. Again. Actually, it is abada. Actually, I have sukun and sukun. Yes, yes. Maalish. Okay. No, I think make the fatha on the. Put fatha on the ba instead of the sukun. Yes, remove the sukun and put fatha. Abad. Abd. Actually, if you make it, it will be abd. Abd. Okay, it will be abd. I tell you, let us make 2 fatha. It is. No. Let us. Fatha, because in English it is a slave. I have to keep the English meaning. So it will be fatha, fatha, sukun. فتحة فتحة عابد فتحة فتحة سكون اوكي عابد عاب I will write it for you you can on the okay it will be عابد فتحة فتحة سكون because عبد is a slave okay عبد so we will say عبد I want you to follow after me عبد 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 يس عبد غفور اوكي ان ذا وورد غفور نمبر 1 اي ويل انالايز ذا ليترز سو ات ويل بي غ بلس ف بلس وا بلس را ليت مي ميك ات هير ات از غ بلس ف I want you sisters to write this word with this way because you will remember it for the long vowel. Now I have number 1, I analyze the letter. This step number 1. Step number 2, I look for long vowels. What is supposed? The long vowels are either a or wa or ya. Yes, yes, I have the wa here. Very good. What, it is preceded by a dhamma? Yes. All praise to Allah. This is a long vowel. So now the wa, I will write long vowel. Okay. Number 3, I will put, beside the letters, I will put the vowel. So it will be gha, and this is the fu, and this is the ra. Now I will translate it. So it will be the gha, gha, this is the... Did you have the letter fih? Not yet. No, not yet. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we are in vocabulary in page number 29. Page number 29. A-ba-da. I want you to read correct letters. A-ba-da. 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 Wa-ada.
Wa-ada.
Azab.
Azab.
Ghaib. Again, عباد
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 وعاد
وعاد
عذاب
عذاب
غيب
غيب
وعباد Again, I am starting again for the last time. Because next week, inshallah, sisters, you have 3 pages for homework. Mm-hmm. If you will not be able to read these 3 pages of the homework, you will not be able to read the Quran, and inshallah, we'll finish within 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It will be your duty, not my duty. Okay? You must, every day, at night, before you sleep, you must read these 3 pages of vocabulary. You know, the previous 2 which I tell you about, page number 24 and page number 25, and also page number 29, every night 5 times. You read it 5 times, and you write it once or twice. Every night. Inshallah. Allah will reward you for every minute you are spending to learn the Arabic, to learn the Quran. Abadah.
Abadah.
Ibadah.
Ibadah.
Wa'adah.
Wa'adah.
Azab.
Azab.
Ghayib.
Ghayib.
Okay.
الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم او الله our lord inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil آمين او الله our lord cause your love to exceed your loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us آمين او الله controller of the hearts keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship آمين او الله our lord guide us with those whom you have guided O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor and from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, when you call on Allah, where is your hand, sisters? We are calling
right
on Allah.
Right.
O Allah, our Lord, Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave and from the trials in lifetime and after death.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and
Amen.
Those who follow him sincerely until the resurrection.